Sachen peg dal mishneches shisha dvarim osu anshe yirichoy. There were 6 hanhogas that anshe yirichoy were noyig al shloishim michu biyodim. Obviously there were minhogim that were somewhat incorrect, and memela chazal hakdoshim were moicha, the Sanhedrin biyomem were moicha on 3 of them. The al shloisha, even though they were somewhat incorrect, loy michu biyodim, a chelik of being a Sanhedrin is knowing when to be moicha, when not to be moicha. Elohein shaloi michu biyodom. Vaistos the loi michu biyodom was because there is grounds to be meikel. Even though it was improper, but it wasn't blatant enough to be meikel. And the first halacha is the one that's relevant to us in the context of the fourth parak of Masechet Pesachim. The other ones are clearly agav. Markivin tekolim kol hayom. We're talking here about Erev Pesach, doing malacha. Yerichoy, which is the Irat Tmarim, it's described that way in Tanakh, is the center of production of the column of Tmarim. They had a way of putting it together, grafting, not from another tree, which is also, but grafting what's called the column Scharim with the column the Kev. It's two types of the column, the two types of one min. So there's no problem with Kalayim, but that's what makes them produce fruits properly. Because of that, it's a very delicate operation. It has to be done exactly when it has to be done. When you start that process, it has to be done then. Even the ichur of a day is a dover halved. So when it had to be done on Erev Pesach, even though it's a day not to do malacha, lemaisa, it's a dover halved, and therefore, loy michu biyodo. V'korchin eshma, there's different pshat what this means. The words mean, korchin is like a korch, like a sandwich. They made a sandwich out of Shema. They combined two things into one sandwich. What's that? According to one pshat in the Gemara, it's the Gemara brings from the Tanur of Yehuda. They didn't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus La'alamod. So they put together Bachativa Achas Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echod V'yohavto. That was the kricha over here. Another pshat is that they weren't mafsik between word to word. Another pshat is that between the word echod and ve'ohavto, they weren't marich be'echod. Different pshat and where they weren't mafsik. The halacha that we have of saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, the Rambam comes from Chazal, comes from Yaakov Avinu. They didn't do it in Tassan. Why Takanat? In the context of this discussion is where the Gemara has a famous definition of Shema and ve'ohavto, that Shema is the part that we say out loud. Not Ve'ohavta, I'm sorry, Shema with Baruch Shem. Shema is the part that we say out loud. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'Lavo is the part we say quietly because it refers to the Kvod Shemaim, the Kabbalah's Om Malch Shemaim that we make Bahastorah even when we're living in Olam Hazeh, which doesn't match up to Kvod Shemaim. And the Gemara has a definition because of that on Yom Kippur. When we're like Malachim, that's what we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus La'alamod. Out loud, that's the Gemara over here. Reb Chaim Volozhiner Kiyadua has a whole Arichus on this Gemara. Dvorim Nizgovim in the Yesoidim of the Yesoidis of Yiddishkeit in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel. The third of the Loi Michu Biyodom is Koitzim V'Goitshim Lefnei Ha'oimer. Korban Ha'oimer is a din deraisa, you're not allowed to eat from the new crop before the Korban Ha'omer is brought on the second day Pesach. Chazal darshin, that since the pasuk says Reishis Ktzirchem, it's not just the first as far as eating is concerned. Reishis Ktzirchem means you're not allowed to cut. You're not supposed to cut the Tvua down. And they cut the Tvua and they made Goitshin, they made already piles, they already processed the Tvua because they held that this halacha Reishis Ktzirchem is only that with Tvua, which is Roy Lahakrovas Karbon Ha'omer. The Gemara says that Yerichoy, which is very deep, it's next to the Yam HaMelech, it's from the lowest points on planet Earth, is Ba'amokim, a field that's Ba'amokim, based on Shlochim Ba'amokim, you can't bring the Karbon Ha'omer from. So the Gemara Menachos Grad explains this further, that Anshe Yerichoy Koitzurim Birotzen Chachomim, that they were allowed to do. There was no issue on their Katsirim because Takanat Roy LeKarbon Ha'omer. But Chazal didn't want, even if it's not royal carbon ha'omer, the goitshim. Why? Because as soon as you pile it, you're getting it ready for production. The ma'aseh can't be eaten. It's going to be a michshol. People are going to take from the tvua if it's already put into piles. So that was shaloi b'tzayin chacham. They weren't moicha. Ve'elu shemichu biyodam. three other anhagos, they were meicha. Matirin gamzios shalagdish. Gamzios refers to branches that grow out of tree. There were certain trees that were hugdash historically, generations before by Anshei Yerichai. And the shadow is, what was Bechlal the Hegdish that their forefathers had been Magdish? They claimed that it was only the tree itself with the etzem fruit, not the branches that grew out. So Machlok Surashi and the Rambam exactly how to learn, according to the Rambam, is the Iker Peris, yeah, but not the side Peris, whatever grows in a field of Hegdish. Whatever it was, something was Bechlal the Isser, and something was not Bechlal the Isser. They claimed that was not Bechlal, the original intention of the Magdishim. Second thing was, Va'ichle mitachas hanishorim b'Shabbos. As a gzera, one is not allowed to eat a fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos as din of muktzah. Also, you might come to pick the fruits. And well, anything that falls off a tree on any beitzah that's noilad, that type of thing. It's a new mitzis, it's also on Shabbos. They ate Peris HaNoshrin on Shabbos because there was a suffix if it was fell on Erev Shabbos. Meaning they found it on Shabbos. But there was a suffix, maybe it fell off the tree on Erev Shabbos and it's mutter. Now you might ask, L'chayra, pick it up, but there should be a problem with Trumas HaMaisis. We're talking about Neretz Yisrael. Can't take Trumas HaMaisis on Shabbos. One has to say the trees belong to Hefker, so there was no Chiv Trumas HaMaisis. So they thought that they could pick up this Sufik Peris HaNeshim on Shabbos, they'd be allowed to eat it. Chazal Moicha. The Neustin Peir LeYorok, they took Peir, they took the edge of the field off, even on a vegetable patch. The reason why that's not okay is because once you separate a certain part of the field for Peir, it becomes Hefka Lanim, it's Potter from Maisus. So with that, you're losing the Maisus. You're being Mafkimi de Maisus. Therefore, Michu B'yodom Chachom. Now we have another Mishnah Tes. Where there's another Shisha Dvarim, also Sholosh, and this clearly is only Agav, the Mishnah Ches, which only started Agav, one Halacha, which is Erev Pesach. So over here we have another Mishnah in the same vein by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Shisha Dvarim also Chizkiyahu HaMelech al Shloisha Hoiduloi, al Shloisha Loi Hoiduloi. Gerer Atzmeis Oviv al Mita Shol Chavolim. This is not a Halacha issue. This is a Halacha of Kibbut Av. He was Mevaza, the body of his father, by having him schlep derech b'zoyin after his death through the streets of town. Why? Chizkiyahu HaMelech was a tzaddik, tzaddik yisrael elam. His father Ochos was a rosha, and he wanted to be mevaza his father, l'man yishmu v'yiro, in order to inspire Klai Yisrael to be chayz b'tshuva. He was successful. V'hoidu loy. Not only, over here, we're not talking about things that were wrong, that they weren't moicha. We're talking about v'hoidu loy, and they were moidit him, they said that he did the right thing. Kites nechasha nechoshes vahiduloi. The nechasha nechoshes, which we have in Pashas Chukas, which was a refuah, it was around and it provided some koyach of refuah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. He ground it into dust. Why? Because he didn't want that Klal Yisrael should serve this as some form of avodah zarah. That's what's mavur in the sugis. Klal Yisrael thought this had some type of supernatural power. Because of that, he got rid of it, even though it was a Dovah Shal Neis from Moshe Rabbeinu. He destroyed it, that nobody should be tempted to have any type of worship to it. V'hoiduloi. Gona Sefer Refuos. Chazal said it was a Sefer Refuos. We have no idea what was in this book. Clearly, it was not the diagnostic book that talks about antibiotics and penicillin. We're talking here about various different Refuos. Some of them are skulois, and some of them are different natural remedies. And Lamaisa, Klal Yisrael with the time, became less natural in turning to the Rabban Shalom and being Mizpal. Rufoenu Hashem v'nei rofe, hoshienu v'nei v'shei kisilo senu ato. Instead of the kisilo senu ato, they said, okay, let's open up the book. And because of that, he was going into the Sefer Refuos. The Rambam doesn't like this pshat. This is the pshat of Rashi. The Rambam says, we. You're going to get rid of, if people are not asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Hazanas HaOlam Kulay B'Tuvay because they have bread in the freezer. So we'll put into Geniza all the bread. So Rambam says such a person is a shaita. So what we're talking about over here is some type of Sefer Refuos where they were able to tap into Koichos of Mazolos and be able to draw Shefa down and there's a chash in that, and there was a mokum michshol for some form of avodah zarah. We're talking about the dayrus where avodah zarah was a very real temptation. So Rambam says that he was goyness, but a regular book of natural remedies that he would never have been goyness. And on these three things, v'hoiduloi, al shloisha loy hoiduloi. There were three things that they were not maskim to him, and there was a price to pay in later generations. Kitzetz dlosoy shel hechol v'shigron lemelech Ashur, when he was attacked by Ashur. So instead of just being samech on the Rebbein Shem, later on, when Sancheriv Melech Ashur encamped around Yerushalayim, so Maisel Chizkiyahu Melech was completely samech on the Rebbein Shem, the armies of Sancheriv were destroyed, Kiyadua, on Leil Pesach. But earlier, he cut off the doors of the Hekel, but that were made out of gold, and he sent as a bribe to Melech Ashur in order to be mefais, v'loi ha'iduloi. They weren't maskim. He should have been doicha, any form of hishtadlos that would mean compromising on Emunah B'tochein. Sosam Megichon Ho'elyoin. He wanted to make that there should be no water supply for the armies of Ashur that would be besieging Yerushalayim. So he closed up the Megichon Ho'elyoin, which was a water body that came in, the upper part of the Gichon that came towards Yerushalayim. V'loi ha'iduloi. Again, that was the water supply of Yerushalayim. Don't close it up. The water company in Yerushalayim today calls themselves Gichon. About they named after that, but it's not something that's only historical. There's a famous shtickel in the Reb Chaim Vital where he writes on himself that he was threatened by the Arab ruler, the Turkish ruler of Yerushalayim, that he should use Kabbalistic Shemos HaKadoshim to open up the Mei Gichon, because Yerushalayim was in a perpetual state of shortage of water. And he didn't want to use Shemos, and instead he again, with Ruach HaKodesh, he flew to Damascus. And Arizal came to him in the Chaloim, and he says, you missed a chance. He said, you were a Gilgal of Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. You had a chance to open up the Mei Gichon El Yoinim, and to bring a Tikkun, and from that, Mei El Yoinim, Mei Tachtoinim, Gatsa Kabol de Gemaisa, Mashiach would have came. So these things always have repercussions. When a melech does something, there's always repercussions that last. V'loi hoiduloi. Iber nisa b'nisa v'loi hoiduloi. This was when Chizkiyahu HaMelech had Gans Klal Yisrael make a chizuk and come, destroy Avoy Dezora, and come to Yerushalayim for Korban Pesach. Even the chelik of Klal Yisrael that hadn't come in generations because they were living under the rulership of Malchi Yisrael that didn't allow them to go to Yerushalayim on Pesach, they came for Korban Pesach, and a lot of them were Tomei. And they couldn't be Mak of the Korban. Memele Iber Nisan, when it was already Nisan, he declared that that Nisan was Adar Sheni. And the halacha of the Kabbalah of Chacham is it's only till the end of Adar Rishon that they could be Mekadesh, Chodesh Adar Sheni. They can make a decision to be Mam the Shana. He didn't follow that. V'loi hoiduloi. L'maisa, they weren't masking to him.